Well, it's Friday, December 24th, and I wanted to give an update on the acquisition of P681R by Omicron. The change actually is the same change that's seen in the Delta variant, and the pattern of mutation suggests that this is actually a recombinant, that it has is Omicron recombining with Delta, picking up a small region of Delta that ends up overwriting the mutation that's two positions upstream. That's N679K. That is normally an Omicron, and it's not present in this recombinant, and it has acquired the P681R. So when it picks that up, it picks up a little bit of the adjacent region, and that's why it erases the other mutation, this two positions upstream. The update is that Houston Methodist has released sequences on 8 additional cases. So that's 8 that were released late yesterday and 6 that were released the day before. Houston Methodist actually has one other case, which was actually the first one reported in the U.S. That was followed by one at the University of Washington. And other than those two, which were both December collections, but relatively early December, all of the rest have been at NYU Langone, which has 65, or Houston Methodist, which has 14 plus one. So the total in the United States right now is up to 81. There would be concern that this broadens the host range or the tissue specificity range, not host, of the virus. So the virus would be able to more easily infect more different cell types, and that may contribute to it being producing more severe illness, which is what is seen in Delta. So this is the Delta polybasic cleavage site on an Omicron background. And it's relatively recent. The vast majority of the U.S. cases first appeared at NYU Langone, which was reporting 65 of 160 sequences that they released a couple days ago. And then Houston Methodist added 6 plus 8 for 14 in the last couple of days. It's at those two locations predominantly because those two locations are sequencing relatively recent samples. The vast majority of these samples were collected between December 13th and 15th. And many of the labs that are doing sequencing have not sequenced collections that were made that recently. They're still releasing sequences from the first half of December. And that was before these numbers took off at the two locations that are actually reporting the vast majority of the cases there. Those two locations are reporting 79 or technically 80 of the cases, all except for one case at the University of Washington. This virus has showed up in other countries, not as many though. There's only about 15 worldwide outside of the U.S., and the two locations with the largest numbers are Botswana and Germany. And they both have a handful. I think Germany's got 6 cases, and Botswana, I think, has 3 or 4 cases.